Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Lamin Vav Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamin Hayim Abay. So the Kohen Gadol, he has known now his big day lava, and now says the Mishnah, Balu Eitzel Para, he goes to his par, Upara Hayayimi Ben Ulam Vel Mizbech, was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbech, which we said, we're imagining that the Ulam is on the left side of the page, on the west of the Azara, the Mizbech is on the east of the Azara, on the right side of the page, Raisha Ledaroi Mufan of Lemayriv, the animal was standing with his head to the south and facing the west, which we'll see in the Gemara what that means. The Kohen himself, he stood towards the east, towards the right. Upan of Lamayra facing west, facing to the left. The Saimich Shtei Yadav Olav, and he would put his two hands, he would be Saimich his two hands on the animal. Umisvad, and he would say, Vidui v'kachoy Aimer, he said the following, Vidui, Ana Hashem, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi, Lefanecha, I sinned, Ani, Uvesi, me and my wife, Ana Hashem, Kaperna, Lavainas, Valabasham, Vachatayim, Shavisi, Vishapashati, Vishachatasi, Lefanecha, please be Mechaper for the different Averis that they did, Ani, Uvesi, me and my wife, and he would say this, and they, the and so they would bow and they would answer and they would say, Baruch Shem Kivoid Machusai La'ilam Vayet, says the Gemara. Now it's Mavur that the power is in the Tzafin, that's where the Smicha took place. If that's where the Smicha took place, presumably that's where the Shechita took place, because Tekef L'Smicha Shechita, right after the Smicha comes the Shechita. So now we know that Kachi Kedoshim, which includes the Chatas, have to have their Shechita in the Tzafin of the Azara. So it's Mavur that means that Bina Ulam V'la Mizbech is considered Tzafin. So who is this Tanu who holds that Bina Ulam V'la Mizbech is considered Tzafin with regards to these the Halachas of Shechita of Kachi Kedoshim? Says the Gemara, Belaz of Reb Shimini. The Tani will enter the Braisa, Izud Safin, what's considered Safin when it comes to being Sheikhid Kachi Kadashim. Mikir Shamzbech Safini, Vad Kaisel Hazara. The sheet of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is any part of the northern wall of the Mizbech and onwards to the north, towards the northern wall of the Azara. That whole area, connected the Mizbech, that's considered the Tzafin. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Maisif Afbin Ulam Vla Mizbech. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon was Maisif even the area Beina Ulam Vla Mizbech. And Rabbi Maisif Af Malkum Drusus Ragli Kehanim Vaf Malkum Drusus Ragli Israel. He was Maisif areas even towards the east of the Mizbech. In our example, to the right of the page of the Gemara, even more eastern than the Mizbech itself, the areas of the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael, the northern areas, the northern parts of those areas, so that's also considered Tzafin. But the areas to the west, by the north of the Azara and west, even though that's in the northern part of the Azara, those areas you can't even see the Mizbech, so that's not called Yarech Mizbech Tzafina, that's not called the side of the Mizbech, you can't even see the Mizbech, so those areas are possible. So now says the Gemara, Lamer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimoni, Vulei Rabbi. So Luchaira, the Tan of our Mishnah is only Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. He's the only one who said that the areas Bein Ulam Vela Mizbech is considered Tzafin. So it's not even Rabbi. Says the Gemara, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi. The Tan of the Mishnah could even be like Rabbi. It's definitely not like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. He said that the only area that's considered Tzafin is the northern part, the parts of the Azara that's north of the northern wall of the Azara, of the Mizbech. So it's definitely not Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, but says the Gemara, it could be like Rabbi. Why? Because Hashta Rabbi had Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Maisif. If he was Maisif even on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, so had Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon like Maisif. He wasn't Maisif on Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. If he was Maisif, that even the areas of the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael is considered Tzafin regarding Shechna Kachi Kedoshim, then surely he's Maida that we have to also add the areas of Bein Ulam Vela Mizbeach, which are even holier areas because they're closer to the Ulam and the Heichal. So for sure he's Maisif those areas as well. So he also considers those areas to be Tzafin. Says the Gemara, Anan Hachi Kamina. Well, we mean to say it's like this, that the Tan of the Mishnah must not be like Rebbe. Why? Because if the Tan of the Mishnah is Rebbe, so then Naik may be cool Azara, so why not just have the Shechita anywhere in the northern part of the Azara, even by the Ezra's Kainim and the Ezra's Yisrael? Why is it Dafka being done, Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, Elamai, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, and it makes it any better if it's Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, he's made that the northern part of the Azara that's connected the northern wall of the Mizbech, that's considered also Tzafin. So Elamai, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, why not have the Shechita in that area that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda considers Tzafin, the part north of the northern wall of the Mizbech? Elamai is Chalameimer, what are you going to have to say? That Mishum Chul Shadikai Gadol, that the reason why they dafka had the smicha and shchita right by the ulam, bein ulam v'la mizbech, is because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol. He's fasting, he has a lot of avaida to do, so we don't want him to work too hard. Right after the shchita, he's gonna bring the dam into the heichal, so therefore we wanted to dafka do the avaida of the shchita and the smicha all right next to the heichal, next to the ulam. So the Rabbi Nami, mishum chulsa the Kohen Gadol, so then I could tell you that the Tana of the Mishnah could even be like Rabbi, and the reason why they didn't put the animal by the Ezra's Kainim, Ezra's Yisrael, is because they dafka wanted him to be close to the ulam. Says the Gemara Vayter, Reisha L'darim Ufan of L'mayrif. We said that the animal was facing the south and his head was to the west. So Heichim Mishkachasla, how do you have that? Was it south or was it west? Amr Revi, Ba'ikim Es Reisha. The animal was facing south, just they turned his head, see, like he was facing the bottom of the page, but they turned his head so his head should be towards the west, so it should be towards the left side of the page. Frak the Gemara V'neikmi L'hedya, if they wanted the animal to be facing west, towards the ulam, so why not just put him directly like that? Let his back be facing the east and his front be facing the west, directly. Says the Gemara, no, because if his back is facing the east, what's to the east of his back? What would be right behind it? Right behind it would be the Mizbeach. Amar Abaye, Gzeira Shemiyarbis Glolim. And there's a Gzeira that, no, maybe it's gonna go to the bathroom, and therefore it's gonna be a bizarre, that would be a bizarre to the Mizbeach, and therefore the Dafka had it that its back was facing the north, and then they just turned its head, said it was facing the west. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanim. Ketzad Saimich, how does Smicha work? In general, by Kachi Kedoshim, how does Smicha work? Hazevach Aimi B'tzafin, so the Zevach is in the north of the Azara, Upan of Lamayrev, was facing the west. Vasaimich Aimi B'mizach Upan of Lamayrev, the Saimich himself, he would stand towards the east of the animal, facing the west. Umaniach Shtei Yadav Bein Shtei Kranei Shal Zevach, and he would put his hands between the two horns of the Zevach. Ubilvachli Yedavr Chaitzitz Binoy Lebein Azevach. He had to make sure that there was nothing that was separating, that was being Chaitzitz between his hands and the animal. And he would say vidoy achatos avin chatos v'alasham avin asham for each animal, for each carbon, to feel what the avera is. Val ayla, we are going to have a machlekes. Val ayla, what vidoy would he say for an ayla? Says the Gemara, al ayla avin leket shechu upeya. Take out the words of Meister Ani. Divir Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that for an ayla, he's misvada for the avin of leket shechu upeya for different matnes aniyim. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, ein ayla ba ela al asei valeisa seishanita klase. And no, an ayla is only ba for an asei or a leisa seishanita klase, but not leket shechu upeya. Which Rabbi Yosi Aglili also agrees to Rabbi Kiva that an ayla is ba for these averes, for an asei or a leisa seishanita klase. When Rabbi Yosi Glili said, like a chichupea, he was coming to give examples of averos that an ayla is ba for. So now Rabbi Kiva is obviously dafka avoiding those examples. So what's the machlekes? Says the Gemara b'mayka mifligi. What's the machlekes? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, belavd in avelika mifligi. They're arguing about the lav of nevela. Now the lav of nevela, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat nevela, and then it says give it to a ger taishav. Now the Torah obviously does not mean don't eat nevela, and if you do, give it to the ger taishav, because if you did, so then you wouldn't have the nevela anymore, it'd be in your stomach. So obviously when the Torah says don't eat nevela, give it to the ger taishav, it means don't eat nevela, and before you eat it, before you would ever eat it, meikara mashma, give it to the ger taishav, give it to the ger taishav instead of eating it. So now, what do you do when you have a lais assay and assay, that assay is not a fix for the lais assay? Does that get malchus? So Rabbi Kiva savar lav malyahu. Rabbi Kiva holds that that's considered a regular lav. That's a lav that's chayiv malchus. Being that the assay is not fixing the lais assay, so that type of lav gets malchus. Mamela, you don't bring an oila for such a lav. You don't bring an oila for such a lav that you get malchus for. So therefore, he says that leket shechupei as well. It's the same thing. The Torah says not to take it, and the Torah says to give it to the ani. Now, giving it to the ani is not a fix. Giving it to the ani, at least right now, we're assuming means meikara mashma. Don't take it. Instead of taking it, give it to the ani. So what do you do when you have a lav with an essay that's not fixing the lav, but it's another essay that's written about that lav? So Rabbi Kiva Shita is that such a lav is a regular lav. It's chayav malchus. Memela, he holds that there is no carbon ayla for leket shechupei. Rabbi Yosi Aglili savar lav. Lav Malihu. He holds it's not a regular lav. That's not a regular lav. That's a lav that's not going to be Chayiv Malkus. The lav of an Avela is not Chayiv Malkus, Rabbi Yosei Glili holds. Even though the assay is not a fix for the Lais assay, being that this lav has another assay that's attached to it, so that's not a regular lav. That's a lav that won't get Malkus, and so too, Leket Shechupea will not get Malkus, and therefore you do bring a carbon oila for Leket Shechupea, just like you do for every other lav Shenitik assay which doesn't get Malkus. Because being that there's no Malkus, you bring an oila for it. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Abaye Amar the Kuli Amar Lav de Nevela Lav Malia Havi. Everyone agrees that the Lav Nevela is a Lav Malia. It is a Lav Malia. That's a regular Lav, and it's going to be Chayiv Malkus. So what's the like we just said Bedas Rabbi Akiva? So what's the Machlekes about Leket Shechupaya? V'Hacha Betazleiv Kamifli. They're goofo arguing about whether or not the Lav of Leket Shechupaya is like Nevela. If it would be like Nevela, that assay is a separate thing. It's not fixing the lace assay. It's just an assay that's attached to the lace assay. Everyone agrees that such a lav gets malchus, and you would not bring an oila for such a lav. The machlekes is how to understand the tazliv that it says about leket shechupeh, where the Torah said not to take it, and tazliv to give it to the ani. So the machlekes is how to understand that. V'hacha b'tazliv kamifugi. They're arguing about this tazliv by leket shechupeh. Rabbi Kiva saw tazliv meikara mashma. Rabbi Kiva understood tazliv is saying don't take it, but and give it to the ani instead of taking it. It's not a fix for the lace assay. It's just an assay that's attached to the lace assay, which we said everyone agrees about such a thing. That's a regular lav and it gets malchus. Memele Rabbi Kiva holds that an oila is not ba for leket shechupeh. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Savar Hashta Mashma, that no, the word Tazav is Mashma Hashta, that don't take the Leket Shechupeh. If you do Tazav, then give it back, give it to the Ani. It's a Lav Shenitik Laaseh. Memele he holds that Leket Shechupeh does not get Malkus, and therefore a Karban Oila is brought for the Avain of Leket Shechupeh.